Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank God for all of you on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And thank God for another blessed day, another golden opportunity in Christ Jesus to give the gospel unto you, the listener. I want to shout out to those of you who are listening in Iraq. Welcome. Welcome to you in Canada, United Kingdom. Welcome. Welcome, Indonesia. Another God's Word to Man broadcast, Algeria, I want to welcome you also. And to every country, including here in the United States, that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us. The email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So, thank God for another blessed day. And as we await for my brother, Brother Robert Gross, to join me, we thank God for this door that he has opened, this opportunity that he has given us to fulfill the commission that he has put upon our lives, upon you that are born-again believers, to spread the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I am humbled that God has blessed me with such opportunity and now he has opened such a door, enabling us to do this. Once again, this is not going to 100% replace footwork, but it is a blessing because we can reach folks around the world that more or less we may not, I don't know, we may not never get to see face to face, but at least in this lifetime. But we can still reach them by giving them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And I want to say to those of you who normally listen to us, you know how we do this. We always open up with prayer before we go into any message. And those of you that are first-time listeners, that's what we do. We don't just go into the message. We open up with prayer and petition our Lord to be with us whenever we go into the Word of God. Amen. For those of you who are just tuning in, I want to encourage you as I patch on my brother here. God bless you, brother.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
How are you today?
I'm blessing the Lord, brother. Thank God for you as we get ready to provide some old lumps on this devil's head. To give him a headache. I'm glad about it. And there's nothing he can take for it. No aspirin. No kind of syrup or nothing. This is right here. Give me straight to him and hit him right in the head. And I thank God for you that we've been able to do that. and continue to do this in Jesus' name. I want to reiterate to the listeners, those of you who just tuning in to this broadcast and especially to this series that we're on, I want to encourage you that after you listen today, hey, go back to the beginning of this series. We've done other parts on it, you know, because once again, I want to encourage you to do that, to, you know, because when you come in the middle of a series or somewhat, you know, or toward the end, you know, it's hard to kind of pick up on, you know, the subject that's being talked about. Amen. So I want to encourage you once again to, after you listen tonight, to go back to the beginning of this series. Now, tonight, we're still dealing with Christian Science, and we're dealing with another section tonight, and it's titled Christian Science and then the Holy Spirit. And we're going to give unto you, as we have been doing thus far in this series, we've been giving you what the Christian Science teach or believes concerning God, concerning Jesus. And we're giving you what the Word of God has to actually say. We have given you information about who is credited to being the founder of Christian Science. And, amen, dotted it, and why, and the reasons for that. And so, therefore, we're giving you this information because, number one, God wants you to know the truth. He said you should know the truth, and the truth should make you free. God wants you to know the truth. He does not want you to fall into any kind of deception, and he wants you to be well aware that Satan is still at work. He is working through man. He's working through many things. And therefore, God wants you to have the truth that you may be set free from the bondage of the enemy. And so as we go on tonight, some of you that's listening, maybe you are Christian Scientists, okay? And maybe God is dealing with you right now. Maybe, you know, you've been in it so long, but you're starting to notice that, hey, something ain't right about this. I can't put my finger on it. I'm not, you know, comfortable with this anymore. This thing is bothering me, okay? It just, I'm starting to see some things that I didn't see before, okay? And then perhaps some of you that's listening, maybe once again you're contemplating joining. Maybe you was approached by some of their followers, some of their workers who have been trying to, quote, get you to come their way. And you're in between and you call and you say, well, I don't know. You know, they appear to be some nice people. They say they're Christian Science and they seem to be some easygoing folks, and maybe that's who I need to be around. But the other part of you saying, but I don't know. You know, sometimes people can be deceiving. Well, God has opened this point where you can hear the word too. So as we get ready to go into the lesson, I'm going to let my brother here open up with prayer.
Amen. God bless. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before your face, Lord Jesus,
yes,
humbly, Lord. Father, ask you, Lord God, to bless us, Lord God, in the Holy Spirit. Strengthen
yes,
us, Lord God, in the spirit and power of God. Father, in the name
yes.
of Jesus Christ, God, prepare the way before us, Lord God. Send your angels, Lord God, before your word, O Lord Jesus, that it may prepare their hearts, O Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, that it may, that the angels may fight for the people, Lord God, that are listening
yes,
to
Lord.
This program, God, that they might be able to receive, Lord Jesus, these words of truth, O Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name. Father, we
yes,
bind
Lord.
The powers of the adversary. We bind the powers of the demonic network of Satan in Jesus Christ's name, O Lord God.
Yes,
they're trying
Lord.
To stop their ears and trying to
yes,
blind
Lord,
the people
Jesus.
Of God and stop them from receiving these words in Jesus
Lord.
Christ's name. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that your spirit
hallelujah.
Is with us today, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
And,
Lord.
Oh, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Lord God, we know, Lord, that you are with your word to do it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank God for the pool of Ashita, the presence of his spirit. I want to say it's nothing like the presence of the Spirit of God. Whenever you are confused or troubled or contention going on around you, it's nothing like his presence. Sometimes You know, there's many times you say, God, you don't even have to say nothing. Just let me sense your presence. Amen.
Yeah.
I know many of y'all understand what I'm saying about that. Sometimes you say, God, you ain't got to say nothing. Just let me sense your presence. Amen.
Yeah.
If I sense your presence, I get some peace. I know that. as long as I know that you're with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I give glory. I thank God. Because the Holy Ghost says, my brother was praying here to begin to witness to me and let me know that he's here with us. Hallelujah. Thank God for being here with us. We can't do nothing without him. Amen.
Amen.
We need him. we need him. We ain't going to make it without him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Once again tonight, as we start off, we're talking tonight about Christian Science, the cult, the religion, who is part of what is called the Mind Science Movement. Amen. And tonight we're talking about the Holy Spirit, what they teach and believe. And once again, the founder being Mary Baker Eddy. And this Christian Science is still going on today. Okay, there. From what I understand, they're not as many members as they used to be, but they're still going on. Okay? And hallelujah. And one of the things that, as we look at tonight, we're looking at what they have to say or what they teach about the Holy Ghost. Now, I want to give you first what they say or what they teach about the Holy Ghost, and then I'm going to come with scripture, and then my brother's going to come with scripture to show you, and then you might ask the question, as my brother did yesterday, does the Word of God contradict what they say? Well, most definitely it does. I'm going to tell you right off the bat before we even go into it. Most definitely it does. Amen. Now,
amen.
In Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy, who was the founder, she denied the personality and office of the Holy Ghost. In fact, in dealing with the Holy Ghost, she called him divine science. And once again, she talked like he don't even exist. Okay? He doesn't do nothing.
Amen.
And if you notice about a lot of these religions and cults, when it's dealing with the Holy Ghost, they virtually just about say the same thing. You know, the Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe in the Holy Ghost, okay? You start talking about the Holy Spirit, then they just, what Holy Spirit, okay? You know, and here's the thing. Some of you as Christians who's listening right now, and I want to stress on this, as me and my brother have been coming to you on this series about the Christian Science, let's be real, let's be honest. Some of y'all actually think and got the attitude that, hey, I don't need to know this. Amen. I mean, we're going to be real tonight, okay? And we'll be real every night, but especially tonight. Some of you have the attitude that I don't need to know this. Well, I'm going to tell you something, okay? You know, when you're going out there on missionary work, where you're going over to the fields of Africa or where you're going down the street from your house, you're going to come across some people, okay? And if you're doing missionary work for the Lord, you're definitely going to come across some people. You're going to come across some with these different religions. You're going to come across people that are in cults. And they're going to tell you some things. Now, by you depending on your own strength, you think it ain't no way I can be fooled. But I'm here to reiterate to you and stress to you again that the devil is using people to speak stuff so smooth that if you didn't know the Word of God, and if you don't know the Word of God, you will actually think that they're right. I think I better say that again, brother, because I think that's maybe somebody when I was speaking had cornbread on. They jumped up from the radio and or from the laptop or from the computer to go tend to the cornbread, came back and said, what did he say? So I'm going to say it again. If you don't know the Word of God for yourself, and you thinking that you're okay, that whatever trouble you come across, that they're not going to be able to deceive you, no matter what religion or cult you is, let me stress to you, the devil is using and will be using man to speak stuff so smooth to you, you would actually maybe think that they're right. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. These are the day glory. These are the days of deception, people. This is not a playing around day. God had Paul tell you more than one time, it's an evil day. This is an evil time. This is a time of deception. This is a time where some people who speaking, you may be thinking it's of God, but you find out it's not of God.
Amen.
You know, do you understand that the devil is a copycat? The devil is a copycat. Okay? And he, whatever God got that is true, he try to come with a false something. Okay? Amen.
Amen.
And see, if you don't know enough of the Lord through his spirit, you would be deceived. And this is what we're seeing, what's happening in Christianity among the body of Christ today. This is why wolves been able to slip in so easy. Okay? Jesus said, beware of wolves in sheep clothing. Okay? They come with that little, like they real humble thing, but they got another agenda. Okay? And they've been able to do this thing. Hallelujah. Now, I want to go to the book of John, chapter 16 in the Bible here. The book of John, chapter 16. Jesus, going to let Jesus talk to us about his spirit. Amen. The same one that Christian Science denies the personality and the office of the work. And they all together, they want to call it divine science, but all together saying that it's not real. Okay? John chapter 16, and I want to look at verse 7 through 8. And then verse 13 to verse 14. John chapter 16. Hallelujah. And the word of God says, nevertheless, I tell you, and this is Jesus speaking, the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove or convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Now let's look at verse 13 to 14. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will do something else. What is that? Guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Amen? Now,
amen.
Jesus is speaking here and letting you know that the Holy Ghost is not an it, it's a person. It's God's spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he does something. See, this is what Christian Science is all speaking against. He don't do nothing. He don't exist. In fact, they just call it divine science. Because remember, the whole center of this thing is they say, God is mind. God is an idea. So if God is an idea, definitely they got the Holy Spirit in the same category. Okay? But
amen.
Jesus told us that he would send him. Not send it, but send him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The one of the Godhead. I would send him, and he is not just to come and just to be standing around. He's going to do something. Glory to God. And Jesus said that he is going to reprove the world of sin. He's going to convict. But when you get to verse 13 and 14, especially very important for us as Christians, because here's where many times we miss it at. Jesus said, howbeit when he, they go to the word he again, let you know this is a person, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will do something. Not stand there, not just sit, but he's going
amen.
To guide you into all truth. Glory.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
And then we know something else about him. Jesus tells you something else about him. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He can speak it here. God's spirit can speak it here. Okay? He exists. Okay? He speaks. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's a revealer. Well, you say, well, how do you know that, Brother Nate? Well, looking in the same verse, and he will show you things to come. I think that as Christians, we need to really focus in on that verse. Because we have found ourselves many times dependent on man. Now, let me explain to you what I mean by that. I'm not saying that God cannot use anyone else. But here's the problem with many of us as Christians. We don't spend enough time in the Word and in prayer to know God in His Spirit or His Word. So what we're doing is we're depending more on people. So whatever they say, that's what we go with. This is one of the reasons why it's going to be a great deception. And how people like your Christian Science and your other religions and all that is going to be able to get over on a lot of people, especially those who said they are for the Lord. Now, some of you say, well, there you go, Brother Nate, you're getting far-fetched again. No, I'm not getting far-fetched. I'm trying to show you the power of knowing the Word. Why Amen. Jesus says, study to show thyself approved, how that he was not talking in the air. We must understand that God is not a vain-talking God. If God tells you to study to show thyself approved, you can best believe it's for a reason. See, we are more subject to say something in vain, okay, but not God. So if God tells you that, you're going to need it, okay? Everybody needs to hear this. You're going to need it. Now, if you still want to walk around with your chest poking out, thinking that, well, as long as I'm in the Lord, I'm okay, and any trouble I have, God is going to, he's going to protect me. Well, guess what? You're going to get an eye-opener coming soon. Amen. Because you can't neglect that part of his word when he said, study to show thyself approved. Man shall always pray and not faint. And think that you're just going to get just taken care of, per se, and you ain't got to do nothing. As my brother was speaking today about a lethargic spirit. And it's sad to say, among the believers, we have been carrying a spirit of slothfulness. Okay? Amen.
Amen.
Slothfulness to prayer. Slowfulness to study, just slow. Whatever you're telling, we've just been slow, okay? But you can't beat us talking about how God is going to deliver. You can't beat us telling you about how God, if I get in trouble, he's going to deliver me. You can't beat us on that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I shut down. You know, and I have to say this, I said, Spirit of the Lord, I want to say this to you as Christians. Do you know that when you got saved, the Spirit of the living God came within you? That guess what? You ain't got to worry. You ain't got to try to figure things out for yourself, okay? You've got the Spirit of the true living God within you.
Amen.
And that Spirit is to guide you. Listen. I have to say this about us as believers. We have no business not being guided when we got the Holy Ghost in us. If we ain't being guided, something wrong with us. We got someone within us to guide us. It's the Spirit of the living God. And he speaks, my God. See, in the Old Testament, the Spirit of the living God wasn't in everybody. And it just came on a prophet, priest, and king. So to really, for example, sacrificing your sins and stuff like that, you had to go to the high priest. But thank God for what Jesus did. But you ain't got to run around and find Pastor Joe. Thank God for Pastor Joe. Pastor Joe can pray for you. Don't get me wrong. But just having to find Pastor Joe to circulate your whole life, you ain't got to do it if you're born again and you got the Spirit of the living God in you. You can call God at 2 in the morning. God is not wiping his eyes saying, what are you doing waking me up? He ain't doing that. Ain't none of that going on. Now, I'm more subject to probably do that with you, but God ain't doing that, okay? You call in front of him, he said, okay, I'm here. Amen. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 12. I want to look at Luke chapter 12. Hallelujah. Let you know that the Holy Ghost is not fake. Okay? He's real. And he does something.
Amen.
He speaks, he hears, he reveals.
Amen.
That's what he do. Once again, as I said before, one of the goals of Satan is to diminish Jesus deity and his existence right before your eyes. You can believe it or not what I'm saying. I'm telling you, that's what he's working through these religions and these cults to do. Amen? And if you
Amen.
Don't get close enough to Jesus to know him and you start going through some trouble, if you don't watch him, you're going to start agreeing with him. Now, some of y'all just probably threw your shoe in the air and said, oh, you're crazy. You just said some stuff like that. I'm telling you, okay, because it's very easy. When you're going through a trial, if you don't watch it, you start talking doubt. It's easy. Before you know it, you're already talking out your mouth. Oh, I don't think the Lord, oh, you already talked. Amen? Now, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Now, look what he said about the Holy Ghost. I'm going to start at verse 11. He said, and when they bring you into the synagogues and unto the magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing ye shall answer or what ye shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall, he going to, what, stand there? No. For the Holy Ghost shall look pretty. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you, in the same hour what ye ought to say. So the Holy Ghost teaches. My God. The Holy Ghost teaches people. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like I said, he's real. He teaches. Amen. He didn't just come and you just to sit in there, just be sitting around. Listen, the Holy Ghost has a purpose, and he aimed to fulfill the purpose. It ain't like us, okay? We're subject to get off the mark. We've been told by God, sweep the flow 2 days ago, ain't did it. Okay? The Holy Ghost, when he comes in you, he has a purpose. And one of the things, he's to teach. To teach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he teaches through whatever way he chooses. Now, you said, well, what do you mean? Now, this is what people mess up with. You got so many people that say, I ain't got to go to church. I can learn from God at home. Okay, you right and you wrong, okay? Number one, you're talking about, well, you ain't got to go to church. Well, the Word of God says forsake not to assemble yourself together. Now, can you learn at home? Sure you can. The Holy Ghost can teach you at the house. But guess what? The Holy Ghost also can teach you in church service through the pastor, through the leaders, through whoever who is appointed. That's why God is a balanced God. He didn't tell you just to study at service. And he didn't just say just study at home. We're supposed to be balanced, okay? We got to be subject to the Holy Ghost teaching us through whatever means he chooses, okay? Now, we start getting to a point, and many of us have, Lord, don't teach me through Pastor Robert Gross. I want you to just teach me at the house. Well, wait a minute. What if the Lord wants to get that word through you too? Brother Ronnie Grove, what you going to do? I know what you're going to do. You're going to miss that word.
Amen.
You're going to miss that word. And see, that's one of the things that's holding our blessing. We're telling God how to bring it. We're telling God how to teach us. Lord, I don't want you to teach me through Brother Robert. I feel more comfortable when you just teach me at the house. Okay, there go a bunch of eyes again. But see, the Holy Ghost is a teacher. And he would teach you straightway, or he would teach you through your leadership. You just have to be subject to the way the Holy Ghost teach. Now, so we know he teaches. So he's not just someone just sitting there. Now, I want to take one more verse, and then I'm going to turn it over to my brother. Let's go to Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Ghost exists, people. Now, you know, like I said, Christian science wants you to believe it. Don't. And it's just divine science. But the Holy Ghost is real. Amen. That's why Jesus called him the Comforter. See, when you receive Jesus Christ as Lord, the Holy Ghost comes in you. The Comforter comes. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
You know, that's why many times we lose loved ones and don't get me wrong, man do the best he can to try to provide some comfort, but we totally depend on the comfort of man. And notice that void is still there. It's still there. Okay? But you got the comforter within you.
Amen.
Capital C. Capital C. Not little C. We a man. We little C, the capital C, confident. Okay? What's in you? Amen. Now, the book of Acts chapter 13, and I'm going to read verse 1 through 2, and it said, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost, there we go again, said, what? He spoke. Sure he did. He did. He said, what? He said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereto I have called them. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, we must understand. Now, see, the Holy Ghost speaks. He reveals. Because, see, they got that revealed to them that they were called to be an apostles right there. They got that revealed to them right there. But guess what? They wasn't called right there. They already had been called because notice how he said, for the work whereto I called, past tense. Not I am calling, present, but I have called. That's why God told Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee. And before you came forth out of the womb, I did what? I sanctified thee. Amen. God ain't coming with no last minute call. He already know what he wants you to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He already know. You just don't know. Amen. You the one that got to find out. Okay? He said, for the word whereto I have called, that's past tense. Okay? Call was already there. Now it's being revealed to them. Okay? But the Holy Ghost is a revealer. He operates. He functions. He does something. He teaches. He guides. He speaks. He reveals. Thank you, Jesus. He's
Amen.
Real, people. And God said, hey, I'm going to let my spirit be in you. Jesus, I got to go. That the comforter may come. Amen. My spirit,
Amen.
That he'll be with you. Hallelujah. I want to say for someone today, as I get ready to turn over to my brother here, you that's listening, born again believer, I know you're going through, and it seems like you're by yourself, but I want to tell you something. You is not alone. I know the devil been speaking to you. I know the devil been telling you that, hey, you're by yourself. Don't nobody want to be around you. Don't nobody care. Look at you. God has left you. But I want you to know, and I got to take you back. The word reveals that the moment you accepted Christ, the Holy Ghost came in you. You got the spirit of the living God in you. Speak to the Lord and tap into the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen to the
Amen.
Spirit of God in your spirit.
Yes.
He's right there.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God, if you could just picture God, God is like one of them eager people, just eager and ready to bless. You said, well, what's holding them back? Well, we're walking in faith, okay? Because it's the faith that draws the virtue, okay?
Amen.
When that woman touched Jesus, he said, who touched me? And the disciples weren't thinking because they're like, man, all these people out here, you act like, who touched you? They didn't get. This wasn't no ordinary touch. It was a faith that drew the power, okay? See, they weren't thinking because all the people, he wouldn't just not be saying, who touched me? But he was saying, who touched me for a reason? Because faith drew it. And I'm going to tell you something. Your faith in Christ is going to draw a movement of the Holy Ghost within you. It's going to
Amen.
Do it.
Amen.
But he's real, people. Now, I want to let my brother here come with some scriptures that God is giving him on this subject. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Father, we thank you for your word today, Lord Jesus, that it
yes,
is
Lord.
Your word that's gone out of your mouth, even your truth, O Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Father.
Lord.
The people, the listeners, Lord God, those, Lord God, tune in to this station. Bless them, O Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
With understanding, with light, with wisdom, O Lord Jesus, from above, in Jesus Christ's name. Uncover their eyes, uncover their
yes,
ears,
Lord.
Uncover them, Lord God, and uncover their mouth, Lord God, that they may confess, Lord God, that this is your word.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. I would like to go to Matthew, the first chapter. I'm going to lay a foundation
Matthew.
For you.
Okay,
first
Matthew,
chapter.
You said first chapter. Okay, for everyone of you that's listening, you have your Bible. We're going to Matthew, the first chapter.
18th verse.
You said 18th verse?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Matthew chapter 1, 18th verse in Matthew 1. Amen. And the word of God says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost."
Okay. Now you see that? That this is in Matthew. This is the first gospel, okay? And Mary was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. So
amen.
Many of us that the Holy Ghost only begin with us, okay, and end with us,
right.
Okay? It doesn't, okay? But the Holy Ghost
amen.
Been working all the time, okay? And it
amen.
Came to Mary, and it got into the womb of Mary, and it produced what? Jesus, okay? And
amen.
Jesus is God, okay? He produced himself, okay, in Mary. That was
amen.
The seed, okay? Go on to 19th verse. Then Joseph,
verse 19.
Her husband,
okay.
Being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. So Joseph, he thought hard. He said, "This woman is already pregnant, right? So what
right.
am I going to do about this?" And then he went on. What happened? "But while he was in thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." Are you getting it? Are you getting it?
Amen.
You see the Holy Ghost in there? Huh? You see God working
amen.
There? This is God working. Okay? And she
amen.
Shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the prophet. What prophet said that? Isaiah. "Behold, a
amen.
Virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Okay. So from the beginning, okay, and you can find this, you can find more of this, okay, in Luke, first chapter, okay, second chapter, if you want to read it, okay, about the birth of Jesus, how Jesus was born of the Holy Ghost, okay?
Amen.
It tells you in the first chapter of John that Jesus Christ was born of the Holy Ghost, okay? So now,
amen,
and that he is the Holy Ghost and he is God, okay? And so it ties all that together, okay, nicely, okay, in John, the first chapter, okay? That says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God," okay? So it's tying it together, okay? It's telling you that the same was in the beginning was God, okay? He is the same, okay?
All amen. Right.
So then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him and took unto him his wife. He said, "Okay, that's settled." All
amen.
Right. Now let's go to the third chapter of that Matthew, of that same Matthew, first verse to 11.
Amen. Matthew chapter 3, you said verse 1 to verse 11.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Matthew chapter 3, if all you listening got your Bibles, we're going to verse 1 to verse 11. And the word of God says, "In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out him to Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Now this, we are laying a foundation for you, okay, so that you will know, okay, and understand the example that God set from the beginning, okay?
Amen.
And he sent John before him, okay, to prepare the way before him, all right, so that people could receive this baptism of the Holy Ghost. And
amen.
John Baptist had this promise that was baptized not only with the Holy Ghost, but with fire also, okay? With the fire of the
amen.
Holy Ghost, okay? And with that means power, okay?
Amen.
And for those that know the word of God, it's dunamis, okay, which means, it just means authority and power, okay? So,
amen.
God is giving you this great, and the reason why we take it, I think we should lay a good foundation, okay, so of the word, so that you will know that this is from the beginning. We ain't skipping over one scripture to this scripture, that scripture, that scripture, but we're going straight, okay? We're pointing
amen.
Straight to what the word of God says, okay?
Amen.
Now, John says something. What did John say? Go to John 3rd chapter.
John chapter 3. Everyone, we're going to John chapter 3.
1 to 20.
Verse 1 to verse 20, right?
Yes.
Okay, John chapter 3, starting at verse 1, and we're going to verse 20.
Yes, sir.
The word of God says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it list, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
Now, brothers and sisters, and people that are not saved, okay, these words are to everyone, okay? And when he said in the 8th verse, he said, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it came, whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Now, everyone has a different experience, okay? And everybody has a portion of the Holy Ghost that's given to them, okay? Okay? And that's according to your faith, right? So faith is a very important ingredient, because Jesus kept saying, believe, okay? What do you believe in? Well, whatever you believe, that's what you're going to get, okay? So Jesus said, what? And this is not metaphysical, okay? This is not a metaphysics, okay? This is, Jesus, you know why Jesus said this? Because Jesus or God knows your heart. He knows your intentions. He knows everything about you, okay? You may not know everything about you, but God knows everything about you, okay? Because God is omnipresent. He's omnipotent, okay? And God knows he knows the thoughts of your heart, okay? Before you was born, he knew all your thoughts, okay? So this is, you talking about a God that knows everything, okay? So you can't deceive him. So you, when you come to him, you must come to him one way. That's how.
Amen.
You must humble yourself, okay, and come as a little child. Because as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of God, Son of Man, be lifted up, okay? He must be lifted up. Okay, why? Because this is God's plan from the beginning, okay? Now, you had the woman at first, right? Mary, the espoused, okay, to Joseph, okay? And the Holy Ghost came to her, and the Holy Ghost overshadowed her. And the Holy Ghost put the seed of God in this woman. Not sex, okay? Not fornication, not none of that stuff.
Right.
Not God doing something sexually to her, okay? God merely put his seed in her womb, okay? Can you understand that?
Amen.
God put his seed. Now this is God's plan. God got a plan. Christian Science don't got no plan. Okay.
Amen.
God's religions don't have no plan. All they doing, they hoping something will come, or whatever religion they brought to the world. Okay, but the things that's written in the Word of God, they are true. Okay. They are spirit and they are, okay? And you could take this like you got some money in the bank. This is money in the bank already, okay?
Amen.
When Jesus said these things to you, they are as good as done. Why? Because he cannot lie. And he said, it is by faith. It is by faith that all these things are done, okay? But some people don't want to be saved, okay? God says right here, okay, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Okay, all of us did at one time. Don't you understand that? Every one of us came this way. Every one of us hated the light at one time. And all of us had our doings in this world. We was part of this world, okay? And this is, we was born in sin, shaped in iniquity, okay? And we was doing the same thing everybody else was doing, okay?
Amen.
But Jesus Christ came, and he died for each and every one of us that we should know him, okay? And this is the plan of God, that men should come to know him and that the Holy Spirit should live in man, okay? That's God's desire, okay? For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds might be made manifest, that they are wrought in God, okay? Now, the person that's really seeking truth don't mind if God uncover their evil.
Amen.
You know? But people that are trying to, people like this Christian Science people, okay, Mary Baker Eddy, okay, she was a deceiver.
Amen.
She was a false one, okay, and she did not want to, and this girl had been brought up in the church. Her mother and her father were brought up in the church, but she rebelled against them all the time because she hated church. She hated Christ. Okay?
Amen.
She didn't want to fall that way. She had already made up her mind. I don't want to do that. Okay?
Amen.
What did it say right here? Now go back to that 20th verse. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. People do not want to be reproved of God. People don't like it when you stand out there on the street and you tell them they must be saved, they must repent of their sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and turn to Christ with all their heart and soul and spirit, and believe in the blood of Jesus, and they can be washed of all their sins. But people don't want to hear that. What sin? I ain't no sinner. Most people.
Amen.
You got to convince people that they sinners, okay? Most people don't believe they sinners. And that's why it's easy to get sucked into something like this Christian Science, because they're telling people that, no, there is no sin. Nope, there's no original sin. No, you're not. No, there's no such thing as sin. Okay, and you were already saved. But that's what all Eastern religions believe. You are already saved. You just have to make your own way. You are God. Make your own way. And so this is part of the junk that they show people, okay? Now, I'm going to stop right there, okay, because I want you to let this sink in, that these few scriptures that we gave you, okay, let them sink in. If you wrote them down, please go over them again, okay, and understand that God has a plan for your life and that God knows you, okay? He knows you personally, okay? God wants a relationship with you through the Holy Ghost, okay?
Yeah.
But people don't believe that.
Amen.
People don't believe that. But that is
true.
This is okay. So I'm going to stop right there, okay? And then we're going to pick it up tomorrow, okay? But I'm going to give it back to my brother right here. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Yes, we're going to. For those of you listening, we're going to come with part two tomorrow as the brother laid down the foundation. And we're going to come with part two of this concerning the Holy Spirit, because it's very important you to know. And it's another point that I want to say here that my brother pointed out to you. Another thing they're teaching is interesting. He went that route about how the Holy Ghost put God's seed within her. One of the other teachings, Christian Science, about the virgin birth is that Christ was born from Mary's thoughts, her ideas. And all that's what they teach. Now, people, I'm here to tell you, you know, you listen to this, and many of y'all think nothing of it. I'm telling you, this thing is so serious that they have embedded in people. Okay, and as my brother pointed out, even some people that have been brought up, quote, in the church or in a, quote, church home, amen, you know, some people in the world, they are shocked. For example, if they see preacher kids going out there sinning, they be like, ain't his daddy's a preacher, you know, and you be like, why are they so shocked? Because people look at it and say, hey, if you were raised in a church home and you got a pastor, man, you should be knowing better than that. Well, you got people that been came up, quote, through the church and raised a church home, but have accepted these teachings. Okay?
Amen.
And see, you, we as Christians need to know about this so we can know how to minister to the people, because some people have been programmed with this stuff, okay? And it's going to take mighty prayer and going into the Word with them to, for this thing to be broken. But the sad thing about it, if you don't know nothing about the Word, what you going to do, okay? And it is sad, you know, so many Christians, but yeah, this is that's what they said about the virgin birth. The virgin birth, Jesus was born by the ideas, the thoughts of Mary. People, if you don't see it, I pray God open your eyes. But you think I can see it where Satan, once again, he's trying to diminish the deity of Christ and the existence
Amen.
Of God before the eyes of the people. He's trying to make you think that, hey, he ain't Lord and he don't exist. That's the whole thing in a nutshell, okay? A whole thing in a nutshell. And when you have these different teachings, talking about God is mine, Jesus just an idea, the Holy Ghost just divine science and idea, but that's what that teaching is about. And once again, if you're not wrapped in that word and you start going through a trial and you come on, I'm strong enough to, you, if you don't watch it, I'm telling you what I know now, personally, okay? If you don't watch it, you get sucked in by it. Many of y'all heard my story. When I called that psychic back in 1993 and got cursed, okay, I was in unbelief. To me, God
Amen.
Was taking too long, okay? I'm just being real. To me, he was taking too long. I wanted an answer who I'm going to marry, and I wanted an answer, and to me, he was taking too long. So I went to the devil for help,
Amen.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, many of y'all, like I said, if you're going to be swelling your chest with pride, okay, you go on ahead like you're doing, and watch. You'll be in that stuff before you know it.
Amen.
Because the only thing it takes is a good trial or testing coming from the devil, and then coupled with your unbelief, and next thing you know, you drafting over there to that side over there, okay? So this thing is real. And as my brother said, we're going to come with part two tomorrow, Christian Science, the Holy Spirit, part two, okay? Because my
Amen.
Brother going to bring more scriptures to you as he laid down the foundation, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. And he just showed you, said, hey, Jesus, his birth was for real. God put his seed in the woman. She didn't have no thought about him, per se. She didn't have an idea. She didn't walk around with an idea. You know, I got an idea. I'm going to have the Son of Man. She didn't do that, okay? Read the scripture. She was brought to plan, was brought to her. She didn't even know. It was brought to her.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If we're going to believe the Bible, or are we going to believe what men say? That's the question. Jesus asked the disciples the question, who do men say I am? And then after he asked that, he went personal. He said, who do you say? And that's, I can see why he did that. Are we going to believe what man is saying, or are we going to believe what the Word of God is saying? Now,
Amen.
Some of y'all said, man, what kind of question is that? I already answered that. Have you really? Well, we're going to see in these last days, okay? We're going to see. Because so many Christians, or those proclaiming to be Christians, claiming, oh, I believe the Bible, blah, blah, blah. And soon as some jibber-jabber be brought to them, they say, well, you know, it do sound good. Yeah, I imagine it will sound good. That's the purpose of the devil getting you, to make it sound good, okay?
Amen.
That's one of
Amen.
The reasons why he want to get you. And see, you got Christian Science, got all these different religions out there. People, listen. The enemy is around, okay? He ain't laying around, just playing. He's around, and he's doing all that he can. And he's trying to get all the people God called him and stuff, all that he can, okay? He's trying to get
Amen.
You to join sororities and fraternities and Masonic organizations, and he ain't through there. Get you to join these
Amen.
Other religions. Get you in these cults. Hallelujah. Because the
Amen.
Devil, quote, promise you something quick. The devil will say, hey, what you got to wait on God for? See, that's another way the devil got me back in 93. Amen? That's how you got me called a psychic. What you got to wait for? I can give you an answer right now. And my flesh said, okay, that's what I want.
Amen.
I want an answer now.
Amen.
And once I made the call, the devil was in the corner laughing at me and said, that's a fool right there. That fella know he's a fool. I got him. And while they all talking sweet nothings in your ear on that phone, they were popping curses on me at the same time.
Amen.
My God. Spirits
Amen.
Was in my house, holding me down on the couch, holding me down on the floor, talking to me in the wee hours of the morning. Amen.
Amen.
Exercising a voice like somebody I knew, and I said, that person ain't got no business being in my house at this time of morning. And what you doing talking to me behind my head? No. Amen.
Amen.
But because I felt God was taking too long, and because I didn't stay in the word and in prayer, I left myself
Amen.
Open. And I started listening to the first thing coming along. People, we're trying to stress this to you. Okay, I know we be laughing and things on here, but we're straight serious with you. Just trying to stress this to you. Some of you,
yeah.
like I said, you got this thinking that, hey, oh, that's just the brothers on that topic. We don't need to know that. We're not going to come across those people. Oh, you think so, huh? Okay. Go ahead and keep thinking that kind of way. Now, when you do, you need to start repenting right there. Because, you know, when you come across them and they start popping, and here's the thing about the devil, as I get ready to turn over to my brother in prayer, here's the one of the things about the devil. He having his people come at you bold.
Amen.
I say it again. He having his people come at you bold. It's many of us as Christians are the one running scared. I mean, when they pop those, whenever some big time major happening in this nation, the world, who one of the people they popping the mic in front of? A pastor, especially a pastor. And who do they got fumbling at the mouth? The pastors.
Yes.
Okay. That's who they coming at. Bold. Actually, what do you think about same-sex marriages since they passed the law and then pop the mic in your face with the camera? And then you going up there, no, man. That's why the devil be sitting there laughing. Yeah, I got him. He can't even get his word out straight. I already got him scared, okay? But the Christian that's standing and saying, hey, it's an abomination, they're going to hurry up and cut you off. Well, we thank you for your answer, and they going on by their business. But see, if you sitting up there fumbling, they going to spend some time with you. Because the whole thing, the devil, is to what? Show you up. And that's what he's using these other religion and cults to quote, what's the number one thing he's going to be fighting against? Think about it. Christianity. All these other religions and cults going to come together. Watch. And the number one belief, faith, they're going to fight against is Christianity. You better hear it. You heard it here. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Okay? That's where they're going to be fighting. They gonna all come together. Buddha gonna say, hey, we can get together with you, Hindu, and all of them gonna get together, and the Antichrist said, yeah, we can be one. But those Christian folks over there, we gotta get rid of them, because I'm tired of them. They always preaching this Jesus, and see, I the one that wanna be number one, so we gotta get rid of them. Okay?
Amen.
we're telling you. We letting you know. So when we come to you about this Christian Science thing, we straight up for real with you. This is the stuff they teach you. And we're giving you the word of God, what you need to know. Now, when it come down to it, you choose. Okay? Brother Robert and Brother Nate is not asking for your address or your phone number so we can blow your phone up or keep bugging you with letters. You have to make a decision. We give you the word of God. Tell you, this is what God says about this. Now you choose. My brother just told you, study the scripture. He laid a foundation. He said, study the scripture. Now it's up to you. Now, you could pass along and say, well, I got to study for it. He's going to explain it anyhow when they come on part two. Okay, keep thinking that way. Go ahead, keep thinking that way. I'm telling you what's going to happen. You're going to think that way one day too long, and you're going to be shocked.
Amen.
You're going to be shocked. You're running around the people, looking to people for help. The day going to come, you're not going to be able to find anybody. Now, some of you said, Brother Nate, you speaking the curse. No, I'm speaking the truth. Because when your dependency comes out that way, it's going to fail you.
Amen.
It's going to fail you, okay?
Amen. Amen.
Thank God for your pastors and the ministers in the ministry. Thank God for them. But guess what? You're not told to become 100% dependent on them. You're not told that. We're told to listen to them, to hear them. But God also
Amen.
Will pull you to the side and start working with you at the house. Too many people,
Amen.
Brother, is they got their Bible when they come to service, because you know they got to come preach service because they fear that the preacher ain't going to be preaching long. They'll skip Sunday school and everything. But once they come out of Sunday service, that Bible be talking to them the whole week, saying, here I am right here, don't forget me. They walk right on by. Why? Don't have no study at home. No study, no home pattern, no study. And guess what? It shows. It shows in their life, okay?
It does.
And once
Amen.
Again, the devil is like a bloodhound. He's sniffing out, and he sniff out somebody that ain't getting in the Word. He say, okay, hey, Christian Science, I want to see you over there to them. Got some stuff I want you to say to them. This going to rock them. This going to rock them right there. Go tell them. And when you go say it, and then that Christian go, I thought God was for real. Well, you know, God is all in all. Oh, wow. He said God's all in all. Now read in between the lines.
Amen.
Now read in between the lines. We're in the day,
Amen.
Days of danger. So I'm going to let my brother pray for you here. Once again, those of you that are Christian Scientists, hey, God may be working on you.
Amen.
You know, you might be
Amen.
Saying, wait a minute, I'm dedicating my Christian Science. Don't say that. Yeah, but that's why you trouble. That's the reason why you trouble, because God's showing you. And for those of you that have been contemplating, you say, hey, I could have joined yesterday. Yeah, I know why you didn't. God is trying to get your attention, okay? He's
Amen.
Trying to get your attention. So I'm going to let my brother pray for you. God bless.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord Jesus, Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to send out, Lord God, your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord that give it knowledge, that give it understanding, that shows, Lord God, the revelation of Christ Jesus, the revelation of the Holy Ghost, the revelation of the Father. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and the Godhead, bodily, Lord Jesus. Father, bless him, Lord Jesus. Lord God,
yes,
seek you to search after you, Lord God, to desire you, Lord God, to hunger and thirst after you, Lord God, for your word said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Lord God, let
yes,
them
Lord.
Seek you, Lord Jesus, and seek your word, and seek your truth, O Lord Jesus. Bless them, O Lord Jesus, and break the power of the adversary off of their life, Lord Jesus. Push back, Lord God, the demonic network of Satan, Lord Jesus, that they might have a chance, Lord Jesus, to call
yes,
upon
Lord.
Your name. Hit him, Lord God, this time, Lord Jesus, Lord God,
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
between hallelujah.
Satan, of their body, their soul, and their spirit, and their mind, Lord Jesus, bless them, Lord
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
To understand and to be enlightened,
yes, Lord.
In Jesus Christ's name, Lord God, let your spirit of deliverance overtake them, Lord Jesus, your spirit of salvation overtake them, your spirit, oh Lord God, hallelujah, of hunger and thirsting after righteousness, let it overtake them. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Once again, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Lord say the same. Christian Science,
Amen.
The Holy Spirit, part 2. Amen.
Amen.
My brother going to bring you more scriptures on that as he had laid a foundation tonight. Amen. He's going to come with more of the word on that to show you
Amen.
Why the word of God contradicts what Mary Baker Eddy and the other Christian Science teaches. Okay?
Amen.
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 And he's showing you that. So look for the advertisement tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. Praise be to God. And once again, we love you all. For Brother Robert Gross and Brother Nate Hunt, may God
love
bless
you
and may God keep you. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name, amen. God bless you, brother.
I bless you.